You're listening to Through the Funnel, where we demystify Chinese medicine. I'm your host, Mallory Jaimo, and this is episode number 7. Hi, welcome. Today, I am going to be giving you an introduction to the Chinese medicine perspective with a little bit of Western medicine mixed in to your muscles and joints. In Chinese medicine, we call your muscles sinews. So you may hear me in this episode or even in the clinic refer to your muscles as sinews. This topic is really important to me, and it just lands a little differently personally because I have had a lifetime so far of muscle and joint issues that I've successfully worked through with Chinese medicine as well as some supplementation. So I'm excited to share this information with you because a lot of people don't know about the possibilities and potential that your body has when it's given the proper resources to help itself heal. So let's just define a couple things. When I talk about your muscles, I'm talking about every single muscle in your body. So there's not a single muscle that cannot benefit or be improved from the information provided in this episode. In regards to your joints, I'm also talking about every single joint facet within the body. So this includes your larger joints like your shoulders and hips, in addition to your elbows, your knees, your wrists, your ankles, your fingers, even your toes, and I'm including the joints of the spine, your vertebrae, and neck in this as well. The information that I'm going to be sharing with you today is pertinent to any age, whether your condition is acute or chronic. So know that no matter where you are in your healing journey, your muscles and joints can be helped. In this process of repairing our joints and helping our joints and our muscles, it's important to consider improvement within flexibility and mobility because flexibility and mobility are going to help us to reduce pain. So flexibility is going to include how well your joints move, whereas mobility is going to be the ability of your joints to move freely and easily. And when I talk about your joints, please know that I am including your muscles into this conversation, even if I just don't say that particular word. When we talk about the improved flexibility and mobility, we want to consider things like simply getting out of a chair, walking down the street to get the mail, being able to lift and hold things, all the way to those that want to run miles and marathons, keep up with their kids, or simply be able to make it through their entire day without suffering from some sort of pain. In this episode, I'm specifically talking about any sort of pain, which we refer to as BI syndrome in Chinese medicine. So that's just going to be BI syndrome. And that just means painful obstruction, which can include a whole variety of Western medicine diagnoses. When you have any sort of pain, whether it's acute or chronic, what's going to be included in here are going to be things like tears, strains, sprains, damage to cartilage, meniscus, and even arthritic pain. You can see that everything is included, even if you bump yourself and have a bruise, you can use Chinese medicine to help your body heal that bruise. One thing that I've learned through my own personal experience with healing muscles and joints, as well as seeing and helping patients go through it in the clinic, is your body's ability to recover quickly. It is phenomenal when we give our body the attention and the opportunity to heal. It is going to capitalize on that focus and direction that we're giving it, which means your body wants to heal it. It doesn't want to be inane and suffering. suffering discomfort. And that's what acupuncture and Chinese medicine are going to do, is it's going to tell your body that the focus is here right now. Many of my patients in clinic will hear me say, when we're working on multiple injuries, what do you want to prioritize? Because when you mentally distinguish what is a priority, that is going to help bring in the mind-body connection so that your body gets the clear message from your mind, okay, this is what we're doing. And this isn't just like woo-woo. This is serious. If you think it, it's going to happen. And I'm sure many of you can think of hundreds of examples of when this has happened in your own life. So now that we know that the body is capable of healing and helping itself heal from severe damage, like I mentioned, cartilage and meniscus tears, we want to know what can we do about it to alleviate the pain. So one of my favorite teachers and probably coolest down dude that I know my whole life is Andrew Nugent Head. And he is a physician of classical Chinese medicine. He has a practice in Asheville, North Carolina. I want to get him on this podcast because he will talk a lot about the importance of recovery and using acupuncture and Chinese medicine to get that da qi to help your body to direct and focus and to use the body to alleviate that pain. So the da qi is just the movement and activation of the qi in a particular area. So let's talk about a specific instance here. Let's say that you have shoulder pain. So the shoulder bone connects to the head of the humerus on the arm. It rests in the shoulder socket and then also connects to the shoulder blade as well as the sternoclavicular joint, which connects to the breastbone. So the shoulder connects in several places, front, back, and side. When we look at injuries and pain from a Chinese medicine perspective, we want to look at the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the bone, and the capability of the blood in that particular situation. So the muscles are going to attach to the tendons and ligaments, which attach to the bone. The muscles pull on the bone. So if you have shoulder pain, your muscles are pulling on the ligaments, they're pulling on the tendons, and therefore they're pulling on the bone, which can cause issues in the joint cavity of the shoulder or around the shoulder. So when patients say, I have pain in my shoulder or on my shoulder or my shoulder hurts, I will say to them, where specifically? Point to where. And a very common place is right in the front of the shoulder and then also in the back, kind of like behind the armpit. And what we will do from there is palpate the muscles around that area. So you could be pulling from any place of connection that's going to include the muscle, or excuse me, that's going to include the joints and the bones that I mentioned earlier. So the sternoclavicular, the breastbone, the collarbone could be the scapula, as well as even the vertebrae. You could be having pain coming all the way from the vertebrae. And so palpating those areas is going to give me information where the muscles might be tight or bound over one another that then is causing the muscles to pull on the ligaments, to then pull on the tendons, and then therefore pull on the bone. So what I am essentially saying here is a lot of bone issues and muscle issues come, and injuries come from the muscles, simply agitating or being agitated and therefore pulling on the bone. Now, obviously, this isn't going to be every single case. However, if you do suffer from tears, sprains, meniscus, ligament tears, the reason why a lot of these get damaged is because the muscle groups are not strong enough. They're not flexible, mobile enough. Remember, I talked about that earlier, to support that particular joint. So you see, it's a cascade of the whole body that is going to dictate the health of the joint. And most importantly, it is the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, usually the muscles primarily surrounding that particular bone now or area of issue. Like I mentioned, the meniscus. Now I mentioned the blood in this particular case. If you have like any sort of stabbing pain or deep sore ache, the blood is going to be involved. And that just simply means that there's not good quality circulation in that area. And that can be specific to the actual cardiovascular system and the blood moving through and in that area. It could also be due to the position and movement that one may or may not have around the joint. And any sort of dull, achy pain can indicate that there's cold in the body. So in Chinese medicine, we're going to differentiate with the joints whether it's cold or hot B syndrome, whether it's damp B syndrome, if it's like sticky and swollen. It could be sticky, swollen, and hot. It could be sticky, swollen, and cold. So the B syndrome is going to use those eight principles that I talked about in episode one to aid us in diagnosis and treatment when it comes to your physical injury around your muscles and joints. So just keep that into mind when you are considering treating yourself with hot or cold therapy. I would say probably 95% of the patients that I see need to treat it with hot therapy simply because, or warm therapy simply because the body is 97 point something degrees and we want to keep it warm, not cold. I'm not going to dive into or get on my soapbox about the reasons why you need to use hot over cold because I talk about that in episode one. So then there's arthritis, which I find so fascinating because the body creates arthritis as a gauze to protect that area. Arthritis is not permanent. I am a living example of this. Unfortunately, I had arthritis in my hands, my fingers. Before I started Chinese medicine, it wasn't something that it was extreme, but it was something that I could feel. I didn't have total pain-free movement within my joints. And once I started working with a Chinese medicine practitioner while I was in school, I could see how shifting my relationship with flexibility, mobility, circulation, and of course, always food therapy, I became clear of that arthritis. I also experienced arthritis in both of my knees due to meniscus injuries on multiple occasions. And again, due to acupuncture, patience, always want to have patience, and herbs, as well as hot therapy, specifically infrared therapy, I really live the majority of the year pain-free. The winters tend to be a little dicey for me, but I wouldn't say my pain gets any worse than maybe a 2, and I know what to do to help myself recover quickly. So just keep in mind that arthritis is not permanent, and I can say that with fact because I've seen a lot of my patients heal it, people in my family, and that it is just simply something that your body does and creates when it's not prioritizing that healing, which I talked about in the beginning of the episode. So Western medicine is really going to do maybe what we all know. So we're going to give you anti-inflammatory drugs, so you're going to over-the-counter prescriptions, Advil, Aleve, ibuprofen. You can, you know, get anti-inflammatory medications that are a lot stronger than those, but unfortunately, they're not going to be a permanent solution. Cortisone shots have always been really interesting to me. I have a patient who is a chiropractor and a nurse. And we were talking about cortisone because she was having some issues with one of her joints, her knee. And she said, I'm not going to do cortisone. I said, okay, well, why? And she said, because of the third rule. I said, what's the third rule? The third rule is, for a third of the people, it works. For a third of the people, it doesn't work. And for a third of people, it works, and then it doesn't. And there's really no way to tell which third that you're going to be in. There's no guarantee. In Chinese medicine, we see cortisone as cold. Again, going back to the eight principles. So what the cortisone is going to do is the injection is going to go into the area of the pain. It's going to freeze that area with extreme cold. So you might have some nerve blocking in there. So nerves are what send the signals of pain and discomfort to our brain to then reverse that action back to the area of the pain. So it's a two-way street of communication between the body and the brain. And the cortisol is just going to shut that off completely. Now, the body isn't always receptive to that, which explains why this rule of third works and sometimes doesn't work, or works and then doesn't, or works and some people get are pain-free for a really long time. So, you know, I would just say in regards to Western medicine, you know, do what is working for you. Do what feels right. Do what feels good. It's really important, and I stress this to a lot of my patients, to follow what feels good. If it doesn't feel good and you feel like you're being bullied into a situation, you know, it's just like when we were kids, like rethink it. Rethink whether or not that is something that you want to do for yourself. I do want to just mention, you know, surgery is definitely come a long way. It's a very, very advanced procedure all the way with the ability to be able to reconstruct areas. So if you're bone on bone, then yeah, of course you can reconsider surgery. I do want to just drop a little line in here that you can regrow cartilage. It does take a long time, but it is something that can be done. So again, patience is certainly there. I do just want to mention and put a little disclosure in here that, you know, I'm not telling you to just exclusively use Chinese medicine and that it is above all and be all, because there's 8 billion people in this world and not what worked for me is going to work for somebody else. But it is important, and the purpose of this episode is just to share my experience personally and in the clinic, as well as to share you with what's possible. So the other thing that I want to talk about is the Theragun. Not a big fan of the Theragun. The reason for this is because the Theragun, to me, simulates constantly being punched. Especially if you have it on a high speed and you're just kind of like jamming it into the joint or the area of pain or the muscle. And again, that's going to create a lot of stress and inflammation on top of the stress and inflammation that you already have. So you might feel good for a day or two, but it could come back feeling worse, or it could just be made worse. So I really don't recommend the Theragun at all. If anything, get a massage. Professional one, have your partner massage it, do some self-massage. Big fan of that. Gua Sha is also amazing. And take into consideration that you're not only going to want to do the area of pain, right? Like what I talked about before, you're going to want to do the areas surrounding the issue. So if it's your knee, consider doing the thigh, the calf, the lower leg, and even the hamstring. So we want to look at the whole area surrounding the joint and the area of pain, because all of those areas are going to be supporting that particular joint and muscle groups. I remember when I was working with Andrew the first time that I went to go see him for one of my injuries, I got into a skiing accident, and I was out in Colorado. And thankfully, I had my tools and resources with me. So I was able to treat myself with acupuncture, heat, herbs, and some adjunct techniques. And by the time that I was to go see him, I was still swollen, less swollen. I was able to get around, but I didn't have a lot of mobility. And his treatment on me first included just treating the thigh, the knee, and some of the lower leg. And then he said, see how you feel. You should feel better in a day or two. You should notice some improvement. And then come back maybe next week and we'll do your hamstring and your calf. So again, looking at all areas of the body that attach to that particular joint. I've really weaved in a lot of Eastern and Western into this discussion, but I want to talk a little bit specific about what you can do to help yourself and more from that Chinese medicine side. So first, I want to say that it is okay for your body to break down. Your body is meant to break down. It is built for discomfort and it can come back stronger. And I'm a product of that. I have many patients that are a product of that. So I know how easy it is to get discouraged by the pain, the inflammation, the discomfort, the injury. But keep in mind that this is natural process of being human. And as long as we are ready, prepared, and focused to give our body what it needs and the attention and the patience, you're going to see great improvement with that. I want to encourage you to continue daily movement. So gentle things like Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, primal movements are also really great. I love YouTube. So that's just a phenomenal resource. If you're having knee pain, just put in like knee pain, Tai Chi, or back pain, Tai Chi, or neck pain, Tai Chi, you guys get it, or yoga, you know, insert any sort of like daily movement that you're interested in there. Definitely do your daily massage. So important, whether you're doing that with your own hands or with a gua sha tool or having somebody do it for you. Always, always, always heat over ice. Heat is king, especially if you're dealing with a chronic issue. We would say heat after 48 hours. You could use ice within the first 24 to 48 hours. So if you stub your toe, put some ice on it, help with the redness, the swelling, freeze the injury, and then we want to use heat to help the body to repair. Acupuncture is phenomenal. It is the only resource and tool that I know of that can get into the depth of the muscle and release the muscle tissue and the fascia in such a specific, harnessed way that certain techniques just cannot get into. So when you have scar tissue in your muscle due to an injury or even a childbirth and you have pain around that area, acupuncture is phenomenal for breaking up the scar tissue. We have a really neat technique in class Chinese medicine called surrounding the dragon, and that's just where you surround the scar tissue with acupuncture needles in a particular way. There's also a lot of topicals that you can use as far as Chinese herbs. Ditta is a really famous formula, D-I-T-D-A. This information will be in the show notes. Turmeric, everybody asked me about. I did a video on that on YouTube, so check that one out because it is specifically indicated to hot versus cold issues relative to, are you having red painful B obstruction or are you having cold B obstruction? So check out that video to see if turmeric is good for you. Chinese herbs also have bone knitting herbs, which are great for repair after breaks, fractures, and even strains. And then we use kidney yin and yang tonics because the kidneys are associated with the bones in Chinese medicine. So we want to make sure that those are nice and strong after any sort of injury. So again, differentiating between muscles and bones here. You can do topical wraps as well. One of my favorite is using the essential oils of ginger, camphor, and even throwing like a little bit of CBD in there. This is something that I learned from Andrew, I mentioned earlier. and just wrapping that. He would call this like barefoot treatment, because you're out in the woods and you don't have a lot. You kind of need to just use what you have. And so using those warming essential oils to help bring warmth, chi, activity, and movement into that area is going to help to heal. The number one thing that helps us heal is consistency. So just let yourself kind of surrender to the process that you are healing, and you're going to come back faster each time you heal, whether it's this injury or a new injury. I've injured my left knee once and my right knee twice. And like I said, they feel amazing. It's also important to pay attention to your diet and the foods that you're eating. So I would recommend reducing inflammatory foods, things like processed foods, processed wheat, coffee, white sugar, processed sugar. You can even throw pasteurized dairy in there too. I'm a big fan of raw dairy, which is amazing because their enzymes are very similar to ours, especially with sheep and goat. And then, you know, your body needs high quality protein and glucose. So just make sure that you're eating plenty of protein, male or female, and that you're also getting in plenty of fruit and a little bit of starchy vegetables and carbohydrates too. Your whole body, you know, given the conversation around diabetes, is dependent on some amount of glucose, and your muscles need that the most, in addition to your brain. There are a couple supplements that I do really like, one of which is going to be glucosamine. Just make sure that you're getting really good, high quality, natural sources. Glucosamine is found naturally in shellfish, so lobster, crab, and shrimp, which you can certainly find those substances in a capsule form. When I damaged my knee in high school, I worked with this amazing sports medicine doctor who was associated with the Cleveland Clinic. I don't think he's around anymore, might have retired. And he recommended shark cartilage to me to rebuild my cartilage. It's kind of a long process as far as healing cartilage, like I mentioned, but it can be done, and the shark cartilage needs to be taken very, very slowly over a long period of time. So that's interesting. And, you know, it's always the great debate of using animals to help heal ourselves. The other product and supplement that I absolutely love is the use of sulfur. So sulfur is a mineral that plays a critical role in maintaining the integrity and the elasticity of our connective tissue. It also helps to work with protein. So it's not only going to strengthen the connective tissue, but it's also going to strengthen every single part of our body that gets and needs sulfur. So sulfur and protein are going to work together. You can get sulfur in eggs and fish and lean meat in particular. There are also very high grade superior substances, like I mentioned, the glucosamine and the MSM. So the MSM is the sulfur, or you could just do straight sulfur too, which is extremely fascinating. So I really like both of those for healing as well as maintaining. I also really recommend cycling your supplements, so you don't need to stay on something forever. I think I took shark cartilage for maybe several months, cycled in and out of it. It's good to give your body a break. Other than basic food and water, we don't need to be taking supplements all the time. And maybe I'll do an episode on that in particular, because our body gets tired. It just doesn't want that volume and those resources all the time. It is a journey to heal your joints, to heal your muscles, to be pain-free, but it is possible. And I really want to encourage you to explore some of the quote-unquote alternative methods to that, because of the high success rate that I've had myself and with patients. I do also want to mention before I let you guys go, and I was going to say this before, but dry needling is acupuncture. They're using acupuncture needles. Most of the people who are performing dry needling have had anywhere from 30 to 150 hours, whereas many acupuncturists, including myself, have had over 1,500 to 3,000 hours of acupuncture, especially specializing in sports injuries and the muscles and the bones in particular. So consider who is doing your treatment and do some research on the type of education that they have, because it matters. Unfortunately, I have had patients come into my office who have received dry needling unfavorably, and you know, we just had to work with the body from there. Not that anything was not able to be fixed, but you know, education just matters, and the duration and how long you've been studying matters too. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Go love on your joints. Go give them lots of attention. Tell them that they can be healed. Let me know how it's going. If you have any questions, you can always email us at hello@sourcemedicinalarts.com and take a walk, move your joints, do some yoga, do some Tai Chi, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to Through the Funnel. I hope you found something useful. If you have and you like what you've heard, share around and leave a review on Apple. To get in touch, learn more about me and my classes, visit my website at sourcemedicinalarts.com. Till next time.